You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Dental Association have released a consensus statement regarding sugary drinks and the changes that need to be made to reduce the amount of drinks being consumed. 95BFM producer Hannah Ross spoke to Chief Executive Officer at the Public Health Association, Warren Lindberg, about the consensus statement and the association's thoughts towards it.
The Public Health Association is very pleased that the New Zealand Dental Association has taken this initiative because the debate about sugary drinks has been run largely as a debate about tax. And that's just one of the things that might be a suitable for having an impact on the sale of sugar-free drinks. But it won't work unless people understand what the problem is. And the Dental Association has captured the nature of the problem in very simple terms that even I can understand, that the impact on oral health is tragic and urgent, and they've given us some very clear advice about the quantity of free sugar that we should have during the course of a day and how we must limit, especially with children, their exposure to far more sugar than their body needs in sugary drinks.
And how do you think that this consensus statement will help make a change to how the consumption of sugary drinks has been going?
Well, first of all, it's a group of dental and public health organisations working together so that we're getting an agreement about what are the issues that we need to target. And so it's a consensus statement, which means that we are agreeing about the things that need to be done and the order in which they need to be done. So the second thing is, because it focuses on things that everybody can understand, and the main one of those is the one about how much sugar is good for you and how much of sugar leads to poor oral health and obesity.
And how do you think we can go about making these kind of changes to make them not just a statement but a reality and the changes to be made?
Well, yeah, the work now starts with working with schools, government agencies, local authorities, and businesses, persuading people and who are responsible to limit the amount of sugary drinks that they are selling on their premises, and to provide instead much better access to water. If you think about kids at school, are schools ensuring that there is drinkable water is accessible for kids at any time of the day they need it? We all do need to keep our bodies hydrated. We often forget that children are being kept busy at school, and the question is, are the schools actually making the water attractive and available to them? The same applies in businesses. There's been success with district health boards being persuaded to stop stocking sugary drinks in their waiting areas and their cafes and so on their premises. And that's the sort of thing any business can do if they choose to. Promote water. It's safe. It's what your body needs. And it's, when you get used to it, it's really nice stuff.
And how exactly harmful is sugary drinks?
Okay, it's a major cause of tooth decay. We have in The New Zealand Health Survey of 2014 reported 29,000 children under the age of 14 years have had to have teeth removed due to decay and abscess infection or gum disease. 29,000 children under the age of 14. This is a shocking rate of oral health, and it's the major cause of children of that age having to go to a hospital.
And do you think the only kind of way to create this change is to kind of make people aware, and it's the people like businesses and schools as such, to stop stocking sugary drinks? Or how can we go about to make this an actual, make people try and do this?
Well, first of all, people have to understand what the problem is. The problem is that the impact on young people especially is something that will affect the whole of their lives. And secondly, the urgency is to address oral health. If your teeth are rotten at the age of two, it's the beginning of a lifetime of problems about eating. And we all need to eat. We all need to eat healthy food. These are life-changing issues. So getting people to understand there's a problem, and I think actually most people are aware that there's a problem, especially around obesity, maybe not so much about oral health, but people don't know what to do about the problem. And that's because, first of all, people are only just beginning to realize that there is sugar in so much of what we eat. Almost everything you buy in the supermarket's got sugar in it. And even the best food, you know, the fresh from the garden, has fructose in it. Raw fruit and vegetables, the sugary content is, along with a whole lot of other things that are good for you. The problem that we've got to address is that we're all taking in far too much sugar that's hidden in our food and our drinks. And the sugary drinks, the easiest thing in the world to target, because there is no nutritional value in these drinks, and there is the risk. Now, we all want to have a fizzy drink from time to time. It's not something you have to. It's not like tobacco. We're not trying to ban it. We're wanting people to be aware that this is a problem, and that we can do something about it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.